T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. It is 8:30 sharp. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Tuesday, December 5th. Two homicide cases were reported in Wichita on Sunday. First case happened at 4:30 in the morning in southeast Wichita, not far from Plainview Park. Police Lieutenant Todd Ogile says emergency personnel found 32-year-old Daniel Lopez Silva suffering from multiple gunshot wounds in a driveway. This was in the 4,000 block of East Stearman.
He had been there throughout the night, different times, visiting some friends or the individuals that stay at that residence. Mr. Silva had stepped out of the residence, was by a vehicle in the street when another vehicle pulled up, and shots were fired from that vehicle, striking and killing him.
The victim was declared dead in about a half hour. Now let's take a look at the forecast here on this Tuesday morning. Time to check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Dan.
Good morning. With a cloudy start to the day, we'll have a clearing sky and breezy conditions this afternoon. Low to mid 40s by lunchtime, 49 for the high this afternoon. Tonight will be clear, our low near 30, sunny, breezy, 47 on Wednesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the west-northwest. It is partly cloudy and 31 degrees.
A former longtime and... a former and longtime congressman and independent presidential candidate has died. Fox's Steve Rappaport has the story.
John Anderson sought the Republican presidential nomination in 1980, but later waged an independent campaign. The Illinois lawmaker made his pitch during this debate with Ronald Reagan on CBS.
I believe our country is in trouble. I believe that all of us are going to have to begin to work together to solve our problem.
And went on to receive 7% of the national vote. Anderson's daughter says her father became disillusioned with the Republican Party and felt the GOP was moving too far to the right. Anderson served in World War II before serving 10 terms in Congress. He fought against housing discrimination during the civil rights movement, casting the deciding vote on the House Rules Committee for the Open Housing Act of 1968. John Anderson died Sunday at age 95. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Last week, Wichita fire crews responded to a house fire near Market and Harry. Fire Lieutenant Jose Ocades says it was caused by an electrical malfunction.
Several extension cords plugged into a series of 3 power strips, which was eventually connected to a portable space heater. Again, we cannot emphasize the importance on daisy chaining of extension cords from one extension cord to another to be able to support especially a portable space heater.
2 people were hospitalized after that fire, including 1 victim in critical condition for smoke inhalation. Both victims have since been released from the hospital.
Wichita Mayor Longwell tells KNSS News there's a big announcement on the way.
We're going to have a really big jobs announcement this week that's going to get people excited. My guess is when people hear about this jobs announcement, they're going to be so happy they're just going to run out and spend a lot of money on Christmas.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the Mayor here on the Steve and Ted Show on KNSS.
The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office believes it could save taxpayers $2.4 million annually by turning the Wichita Work Release Facility at Harry and McLean into a jail.
Undersheriff Brenda Dietzman says that over the past 2 years, 200 people have to be sent out of the county per day at the cost of $35 per inmate. This is because there isn't enough room for all the inmates in the Sedgwick County Jail. In order to make the Wichita Work Release Facility a jail, the Sheriff's Office will need to get a conditional use permit. That would allow more inmates to stay in Sedgwick County. The inmates that would stay would be lower-risk inmates. Work-release inmates would be sent to another place in the county. The county wants to know what the community thinks. People can voice their thoughts and opinions at a hearing on Thursday at 1:30 p.m. at the Ronald Reagan Building at 271 West 3rd. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
Taco Bell kind of stands out as one fast food chain where you can't order French fries, But that could change in the future, Fox's Gary Baumgarten reports.
Can you say yo quiero French fries? You may be able to place such an order at Taco Bell in the future. The fast food franchisor is testing out what they're calling a California loaded fries burrito. It combines ground beef, sour cream, nacho cheese, and French fries inside the burrito. But as tasty as this may sound, it's now only available in Charleston, West Virginia stores. Earlier this year, Taco Bell test drove nacho French fries, but that never made it into stores nationwide. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
A court has ruled in favor of scantily clad coffee servers. Fox's Rich Dennison reports.
Bikini baristas in Everett, Washington won't have to cover up, at least for the time being. A federal judge on Monday ruling in favor of the swimwear-adorned servers. They sued the city over its new dress code, which banned bare skin for the Demitas delivery personnel. The ruling means the seven employees of the Hillbilly Hotties coffee stand can continue vending their brew in beachwear while the suit makes its way through court. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
It is 8:35 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. That means it's time to blur that fine line between news and entertainment. That's why it's called The Blur. So let's take a look at entertainment news. New York's Metropolitan Opera is suspending conductor James Levine. This more allegations of sexual misconduct.
The Metropolitan Opera announced Sunday it's opening an investigation into allegations James Levine sexually abused a man 3 decades ago. Since that first claim, the opera says it's received several new sexual misconduct claims. The Met saying Mr. Levine will not be involved in any Met activities, including conducting scheduled performances at the Met this season. Met officials said in a statement Levine has denied the charges. Levine began serving as music director of the Met in 1976, but has been struggling with health problems, including Parkinson's disease, in recent years. He was named Music Director Emeritus last year. Jacqueline Carl, Fox News.
Netflix announcing the sixth and final season of House of Cards, set to be out in January 2018. The show will not feature actor Kevin Spacey, who starred in the show's leading role. Filming of the show was suspended in October following allegations that Kevin Spacey had sexually assaulted multiple individuals. The final season will have 8 episodes. It will star Robin Wright. Katy Perry is $5 million richer. That's according to TMZ, after a judge ruled in her favor. This over a lawsuit about who could buy a former California convent. Katy Perry made a deal with the Archdiocese of Los Angeles and won $10 million in damages to purchase the convent. Both were taken to court by a restaurant owner who claimed she bought the property from the nuns. However, a 2-year legal battle cited that the property belonged to the Archdiocese and not the nuns. Therefore, Katy Perry's deal to buy the convent was the valid deal.
Wow.
2 years in court. So once again, who are the winners? The lawyers.
The lawyers.
Fox's Andrew Kraft sits down. Let's get a close-up of Lionel Richie discussing his music and his legacy.
I'm Andrew Kraft with a Fox Celebrity Profile. In a career spanning 4 decades, music legend Lionel Richie is hearkening back to his roots, crediting God and family to his enduring legacy. He is back in Vegas performing his All the Hits concert for fans.
You could only say it was the luck of God that kept it a part of the fiber of life and the family, because it kind of interjected all of what our experiences growing up. It's all in the family and all in the songs.
Richie has noticed that younger generations are taking to his music as well.
That's the best of it all. You know, when people say, my mom and dad were married on your song, and now I'm getting married on your song.
He's also gearing up for the highly anticipated debut of the American Idol reboot, where he will be a judge alongside singers Katy Perry and Luke Bryan. The concert has a 2-week run, and Richie told Fox he invited 400 first responders who came to the aid of victims during the Las Vegas shooting to opening night. Andrew Kraft, Fox News.
And speaking of music, let's check in, get some stories from the world of music.
Fox Rocks.
I'm Jacqueline Carl.
Hey, I wanna get better.
What's the worst thing to ever happen to you? Well, if you collaborate with Jack Antonoff of Bleachers, you have to answer that. Antonoff says songwriters have to go to that dark place or not. They can't fake it.
I'm not crazy! Are you ready for it?
Taylor Swift's Reputation album claims its third week at number one on the Billboard 200 album chart, selling another 147,000 units. Coming in at number two, an album that's more than a year old. A Pentatonix Christmas by Pentatonix, which has sold 70,000 units. They got a sales boost because of the group's special on NBC last week and an iTunes sale.
And I'm gonna pray.
Sam Smith's The Thrill of It All's third, selling 62,000 units. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
And we'll finish up today with some of the funny from the late night guys. How about Late Night with Seth Meyers on NBC?
A Brooklyn-based brewery has released a beer named after Beyonce called Beer-once. And it's selling a lot better than their Jay-Zima.
Yo, Seth Meyers. Let's check in with Jimmy Kimmel Live. Jimmy was not hosting a show last night. The guest host was Chris Pratt, of course, star of Jurassic World.
What I love about these movies, in all seriousness, it answers some of the most compelling questions about science and imagination. Like, for instance, can a velociraptor bite a kid's leg off? The answer to that, yes, it can.
Go Chris Pratt last night, filling in for Jimmy Kimmel on ABC. And let's check in with The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon on NBC.
I read that CVS will buy the healthcare company Aetna for about $69 billion. It's so much money that they have to wait for a manager to come press a button on the self-checkout machine. You know what I'm talking about?
There you go. Jimmy Fallon last night. Some of the late night yucks on television last night. That's entertainment news in the blur for this Tuesday, brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. You know, I'm a pizza guy, so I'm in there getting the pizza. I'm building my own. I usually get ground beef, pepperoni, extra cheese. They'll make anything you want. They'll get you fixed up. They've got spaghetti, garlic bread. The cheese bread is just like, crack. It's just immediately addictive, and you just cannot get enough. Pepperoni bread, child spaghetti plate. It's tasty stuff, and it's easy to get to. You just hop on down to K-15, go down to Derby, and you drive right in there at 208 South Baltimore. They're open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. You want a tasty pizza? You just get yourself down to Pizza John's in Derby. It is 8:42. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS here on this Tuesday morning. What are kids doing? Well, they're obviously on their device and they're contacting each other in social media. What's going on in social media? Kids messaging each other. Those details on the way. KNSS News Time 8:42.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.